Courteous, kind, gallant song, pity me, my time is now but small, here to continue. Thousands of people stay to see my dying day. Sing I then well a day woefully mourning. Once in a gallant sort lived I, beloved in England's court, graced with honors. Sir Walter Raleigh's name had then a noble fame, though turned now to shame through my misdoing. In my youth I was too free of my will, which now deceiveth me of my best fortunes. All that same gallant train which I did then maintain holds me now in disdain for my vain folly. When as Queen Elizabeth ruled this land, I trod the honored path of a brave courtier. Offices I had store heaped on me more and more, and myself I in them bore proud and commanding. Gone are those golden days, woe is me, offenses many ways brought unto trial, shows that this disloyalty done to his majesty judgeth me thus to die, Lord, for thy pity. But the good graces here of my king, shewed to me many a year, makes my soul happy, in that his royal grace gave me both time and space. Repentance to embrace, now heaven be praised. 13 years in the tower have I lean, before this appointed hour of my life's ending. Likewise such liberty had I unluckily, to be sent gallantly out on a voyage. But that same voyage then proved a miss, many good gentlemen lost their good fortunes. All that with me did go had sudden overthrow. My wicked will to shew against my dear country. When I returned back, hoping grace, the tower again, alack, was my abiding. Wherefore offenses past, my life again was cast. Woe on woe followed fast to my confusion. It pleased my royal king thus to do, that his peers should me bring to my life's judgment. The lieutenant of the tower kept me fast in his power till the appointed hour of my removing. To Westminster then was I guarded strong, where many a wandering eye saw me conveyed, where I a judgment had for my offenses bad, which was to lose my head there the next next morning. So to the gatehouse there was I sent by knights and gentlemen guarding me safely. Where all that woeful night my heart took no delight. Such is the heavy plight of a poor prisoner. Calling then to my mind all my joys, whereto I was inclined, living in pleasures. All those days past and gone bring me now care and moan, being thus overthrown by mine own folly. When thus at morning came, I should die. Oh, what a fright of shame filled up my bosom. My heart did almost break when I heard people speak. I showed my ending make as a foul traitor. I thought my fortune's hard when I saw in the fair palace yard a scaffold prepared, my loathed life to end, on which I did ascend, having had no friend there to grant mercy. Kneeling down on my knee, willingly prayed for his majesty long to continue, and for his nobles all with subjects great and small. Let this my woeful fall be a fit warning, and you that hither come thus to see my most unhappy doom, pity my ending. Christian true I die, papistry I defy, nor never atheist I, as is reported. You lords and knights also, in this place, some gentle love bestow, pity my falling, as I rose suddenly up to great dignity. So I deservedly die for my folly. Farewell, my loving wife, woe is me, mournful will be thy life, left a sad widow. Farewell, my children sweet, we never more shall meet, till we each other greet, blessed in heaven. With this my dying now, willingly, bid I thee, world, farewell, full of vain shadows. All hurt alluding shows brings my heart not but woes. Who rightly flees and knows all their deceivings? Thus with my dying breath do I kiss this axe that for my death here is provided. May I feel little pain when as it cuts in twain what my life must sustain, all her deceivings. My head on block is laid, and my last part is played. Fortune hath me betrayed, sweet Jesus, grant mercy. Thou that my headsman art, when thou list, thus here my end I take. Farewell, world, farewell, world, and my last will I make, climbing to heaven. For this my offense I die with true penitence. Jesus, receive me hence. Farewell, sweet England.